We are at the Commodity Classic in Phoenix and talking now with Bethany Pugh, who is a farm mom. In fact, Monsanto recognized her as the farm mom for the southeastern part of the country. Well, Bethany, congratulations, and tell us about your farm.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been a privilege to have been given the title of the Southeast Farm Mom of 2014. We raise corn and soybeans and cotton, wheat, fresh market potatoes, and string beans on the coast of North Carolina.
Well, let's talk about the coast of North Carolina. What kind of challenges does that bring to a daily operation on the farm?
Mainly, we have a lot of rain, a lot of water. So instead of irrigating, we have to get the water off. So more a drainage type situation. But it's a great area, great high quality soil for growing the crops that we grow.
Well, let's talk about your role in all growing all those crops.
Well, mainly I work in the office. I keep the books, do the FSA reports, kind of just a supporting role to my husband. He bounces off ideas off of me. But as far as driving the tractor, I don't do that so much anymore since we've had children.
Well, but, you know, those roles of making sure the paperwork's done, I think most will say anybody, if you can do that, you've got a great job. Well, let's talk about the process and this award. When you were notified you were the winner, what were some of those thoughts going through your head?
Well, it made me cry. It was such a treat, an honor, I guess. A friend of ours who is also our county extension agent nominated me, and I didn't know anything about it until Tracy from Monsanto called and said that I was the regional winner. So I was speechless. I didn't really know what to say, but it has been such an honor to have been involved with the program and to have met the other moms and just completely broadened my horizons.
Well, now over this time, you'll have a lot of opportunities to interact with people like us in the media, and folks and other farms and farm moms, and you're becoming another spokesperson for agriculture as we look at all the different challenges there. So what are you wanting maybe to take from this experience as being one of Monsanto's farm moms?
Well, I think it's given me an area, an opportunity to share a little bit more of our story. Since farm families are so few, there's a lot of unknowns in the just in the world as far as what we do and why we do it. So it's just given me, I guess, the ability to speak about what we do every day.
A couple of issues that, you know, as a farm mom, but also as a consumer, that I'm sure you probably have some opinions on or want to talk about. One of those is the GMO issue, genetically modified. It seems like that is continuing to be in the news, where people are maybe either confused or don't maybe have the full story when it comes to the genetically modified, when it comes to modern production agriculture. What do you think? What do you say when you hear reports and some of the things out there about how GMOs aren't safe?
Well, you know, as a mom and as a farm family, we want our food to be just as safe as anybody does, and I want my children to be able to eat the things that we grow. And with that being said, we're not going to grow anything and feed our children anything that is going to harm them. So I think it's a huge misconception. And I think as the population of this world grows without GMO products, we're not going to be able to feed it, and there's going to be a lot of hunger. Along those same lines, we spray so much less than we ever have in the past because of the GMO products that we are able to grow. And I think people just don't understand that.
Are there other issues that really you have a burning desire to help tell the story of?
Just mainly what we do. It's kind of a lifestyle. You know, it's not an 8-to-5 job. It's something that we live, something that we love, something that, you know, my husband loves what he does, and he wants to do it to the best of his ability and produce what he can produce while taking care of our environment where we live, so that if the opportunity arises for our children to farm, that it will be available for them to do.
Well, Bethany, anything else you want to tell the folks out there?
Just come talk to me, you know. Nominate one of your farm mom friends. The program starts today. It's open through March, so it's a great honor and a neat thing to do for someone that you care about.
Bethany Pugh, who is from North Carolina, a Monsanto farm mom. From Commodity Classic in Phoenix, I'm Ken Rogers.